At BMS, World Mission, things are changing. For 200 years, we've sent missionaries from the UK to help communities around the world, but now we're doing things differently. We're releasing power into the hands of people who already know their communities best. Instead of working from the top down, we're working side by side, sharing skills, knowledge, and faith in a way that benefits everyone. Mission isn't about us going to them anymore. It's about listening, learning, and supporting.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. On the face of it, we're looking at three impossible commands here. Being continually joyful, prayerful, and thankful sounds wonderful, but can Paul seriously mean that that's how we should live our lives every single day? What about those times when we're sick or feeling depressed or let down, when we've just had an accident or when we've seen the death of a friend? I believe that Paul would confirm that we should indeed be joyful, prayerful, and thankful, and that this apparent impossibility is actually possible for all those who belong to Christ Jesus. The point is that our relationship with him changes everything. If it was just down to us, then we would never keep it up. Moans and groans would quickly grab our attention and rob us of any sense of prayerfulness. But as we deliberately open our lives to Christ and allow his Spirit to lead us, these three seemingly impossible commands can actually be achievable. True joy has nothing to do with our circumstances, but everything to do with our relationship with God. That's why James was able to talk about being joyful in the face of suffering in James chapter 1 and verse 2. Humanly speaking, that sounds like nonsense. But when the focus of attention is on the relationship, it makes complete sense. What he was saying was that whatever happens, however bad, the relationship that we have with God remains strong. And so joy continues to flow. The command, never stop praying, makes it clear that prayer is a conversation with God. At times, our prayers will be ones that we share with others in public acts of worship. But most of the time, there will be a bubbling chat with God about life. Because God is interested in every aspect of our lives, everything is a subject for prayer. Being thankful in all circumstances needs to be carefully understood. We're certainly not saying that everything that happens in life is good. It clearly isn't. There's much in life that is sad, sinful, and destructive. But because God is present and loving in every moment, we can always be thankful. These three apparently impossible commands are amazingly possible when we know that Jesus is truly the Lord of our lives. So let me ask you this question. How are you going to ensure that you are joyful, prayerful, and thankful throughout today? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, our Father, thank you that you want to bless every part of our lives. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available, of course, at any time. I do hope you have a really good day today.
BMS World Mission. Hands on hope. In Jesus' name. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.